Hey, Sports Choir here with Shane Johnson from Coastal Carolina Football. How's the offseason been? Just overall impressions. How the guys are looking through the summer heading into your fall camp?
Oh, man, we're looking pretty good. We've been working hard, you know. Obviously, we got to work the extra mile now that we're going into the Sun Belt. You know, everybody's taking that very seriously. Like, we're not slacking off at all, you know. Everybody's looking at these guys like we got to play our best game every game. So we're not even worried about a postseason or anything like that. We're going to make sure we take every game one game at a time.
You have had a lot of success at the FCS level. And now that you're moving up, the expectations have been, if you look at the conference predictions, they're low for you. Do you look at that as motivation and think that we can perform at a high level at this level?
Oh, man, we're loving it. I think we're expected to go 2-10 this year. You can't. I don't know. The way we're looking at it is, there's no way to go but up. You know what I mean? We're not going to be expected to beat everybody in the conference. We don't expect ourselves to beat everybody in the conference. We hope we can, but at the end of the day, we know that the polls can't rank us beating anybody in this team in this conference because we've never played anybody. You know what I mean? And even if we have, it hasn't been for a couple years, and nobody knows what we have now. Our talent can't be judged against their talent yet until we step foot on that field. The way we look at it is, we gotta give 100% of the time, and that's all we can ask for. That's all we can hope for.
Talk about your coach with Coach Joe and a unique approach, his background. From financial background, but non-traditional way, but a lot of success. So your assistant coach talked about there are no rules. I guess that's one thing is the mantra, like, be a man.
Yeah.
So how's that different than maybe some high school? And when you talk to your fellow college athletes, and just how's Coastal been able to be so different? How do you like it?
The whole be a man concept makes you mature and lets you understand that you are now a man, that you are not under your parents' care anymore. They can't take up for you anymore. The whole thing is to stand on your own two feet and accept responsibility for your actions. So if you slack off, if you miss something, your teammates will say, all right, guys, come on, we got to pick this up. But at the end of the day, you are who you have at the end of the day. So you can't expect your parents to say, he'll do better next time or anything like that. It's like, all right, I have to pick it up. I have to do better. I can't look at it as I'll do better next time. I have to do better this time.
Yeah, and how do you pass that along to the younger guys, you being upperclassmen, and helping them mature and get into the program that is Coastal?
One of the things that we rep more is being on time.
Okay.
So as long as you're 10 minutes early, you're on time. If you're not 10 minutes early, then you're late. So being a leader, I have to make sure that I'm 20 minutes early.
Okay.
To make sure that these guys see my face when they walk in and they're
right.
Trying to, you know, how we have some guys competing for different spots, and you're not going to beat me because you're not here before me, or you're not going to outwork me because you're leaving before me. You know what I mean? So a lot of things, like in the weight room, we have a lot of competition with guys. Like, we had two freshmen together that came in together, but one's a true sophomore, one's a redshirt freshman. These guys it's amazing to watch them work and compete with each other, man.
Do you find inspiration? And it sounds like even as an upperclassman, do you find inspiration in seeing the younger guys and their hunger and their desire?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because I remember when I came and I had that same hunger. Like the guy that I worked out with, same situation. He was a true senior, and I was a redshirt. Now I'm a redshirt senior. But he just left and went to the Bears. Like, that guy is clearly my inspiration that he made to the league. But in the weight room, running, anything, dude, he would compete with you with breathing, man.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, man.
No, that's awesome. And lastly, I see your communication major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just graduated.
Okay. So, yeah, so you're doing graduate work now?
No, I'm actually acquiring my second degree
in
marketing.
Well, okay, marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you plan to, when the playing career concludes, do you combine communication and marketing?
Yeah.
Like, what's the path that you're looking at?
So, I was a communication major, but I dabbled in a couple different concentrations with PR and journalism, and then my minor was business. So now I'm working in the marketing field, so I actually want to either be in front of a radio or be a spokesperson for an organization such as the Sun Belt. So say if they wanted me to, you know, lead one of these conferences and somebody asked me to step in and take over that position, I wouldn't turn that down at all.
Right, and how helpful is it to have like your head coach with such experience in, you know, not only finance but also just in the business field and possibly using that knowledge towards your endeavors?
One great example I have is I was taking a finance class, and I got to talk to him about stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
And he basically tutored me on that. When any question that I had, he could answer, and then if he didn't know the answer, it was just one phone call away.
Oh, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he's a pretty major player. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, but just elaborate on that, just having that resource for you currently and for the future.
Yeah, definitely. So the way I look at it is, it's not what you know, but it's who you know. So being at a conference like this, I've spoken to a couple people, and I've actually got a business card too.
Yeah.
So like just being in an environment that you can look forward to bettering yourself and using whatever resources you have to get to talk to different people, whoever you can, wherever you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your time.